Back now with Day to Day. If you like to eat wild-caught salmon, get ready for some wild prices. Stocks of the fish are dwindling off the coast of California and Oregon. There may be a ban on commercial fishing in the region. Now, fishing boats in Alaska and Washington will still troll for salmon, but no one expects that supply to meet the demand. We could see wild salmon at $30 a pound. David Gorn reports.
Inside the bustling ferry building in San Francisco is the San Francisco Fish Company.
I need 10 pounds of meat. How many?
10 pounds?
Yeah, what is it?
Slabs of fish meat rest on beds of crushed ice, and Hannah Clem of Alameda is trying to pick out a good one.
I grew up in Denmark, and I was raised on seafood, and it was the cheapest thing you could eat at that time, and now it's just through the roof.
That roof is going to get a little higher, at least for the type of fish most beloved by West Coast diners, wild salmon.
My name is Alan Kuhn. I'm a fishmonger here in San Francisco.
Kuhn runs this fish market, and he has some bad news for his customers.
So when the supply is low, the demand is high, the price goes up. Now you would be looking at anywhere from $20 to $40 a pound this year.
That's because the population of Chinook salmon in the Pacific Ocean has mysteriously dried up. Theories abound, from polluted water to climate change, but the bottom line is that spawning numbers were too low this year in the Sacramento River. So the Pacific Fishery Management Council recently announced that one of its restriction options this year is to completely close the salmon season in California and Oregon. To fish wholesaler Bill Dawson, that's one-third of all the fish he sells. Just down the dock from Alcatraz Cruises on Fisherman's Wharf is Bill Dawson and his seafood suppliers' business.
It's going to be a very, very expensive product. It could be easily $30. It seems to me there always are going to be a small percentage of the core consumers that want wild salmon. They're going to really pay a lot of money for it.
Dawson is hoping that this salmon drought doesn't last any more than 2 years, and that the fisherman in his own business will be around when or if the fish come back.
You want to freeze it today?
I don't know.
When are you going to make it?
Back at the San Francisco Fish Company, Ellen Kuhn says that the Japan market is big enough to absorb the $30 a pound price, as well as some restaurants in New York, L.A., and Chicago. The pressure from high prices for wild salmon is having another effect, Kuhn says. It may be feeding a new industry.
What you will see this year will be, interestingly enough, artisan fish farmers, a really high-quality salmon product. It's not wild, but it's the closest that we can come to a wild salmon.
Most farmed salmon is a pale gray color, Kuhn says, and the fish are fed pink dye to make it more palatable. With so-called artisan farmed salmon, the fish get their natural pink color from eating krill, Kuhn says. This fish is more expensive, of course, but nowhere near the expected price for wild salmon. Restaurants have been heading toward this type of fish, Kuhn adds, especially given the sticker shock expected with wild salmon. That's what customer Hannah Clem says she usually gets anyway. And if it wasn't there?
I'll have to go back to my good old pork tenderloin. Or my tin sardines.
The Pacific Fishery Management Council is expected to make a final ruling on salmon restrictions at its April meeting in Seattle. For NPR News, I'm David Gorn.